Blog Talk Radio.
Cable Guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope, price is the price.
This may be illegal, and you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man. Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
No, I don't think we'll need you to come. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable Guy!
Program amateur, one more return audition. My face in the magazine, showing my eyes green. Sure, freshly dipped when I'm seen. Your dick, it's the new fig for the E-double. I pack a Mac-10 just in case of trouble. Hot like the handle on a pot, I'm steaming. Fame and more glory than Morgan Freeman. I'm the original, my style's a form. So it can sound crazy ill when I perform. Yeah, check 1-2, Mike Supreme. EPMD, the Rap American Dream Team. The E-double's definitely no joke. You can't see me even with a microscope. A massive dope, funky who's Zephyr. Yo, when I express myself like salt and pepper. Eric Sermon and Paris Smith. The sickest, the wickest. Crazy mad psycho, the slickest. Hardcore rhyming, yeah, that's the ticket. Buck Wilder, rough enough for Long Island.
Product of WBNN, and we're live calling from our tower in Lagos. I'm stationed in Philly, and this is Chief Daryl by your true friend, Will of God. Now, I'm out here I'm not up till night. I'm a different time party. Woo! I'm over here in Frankfurt, right? Listen, I is not going to do that. See, it ain't where you're from and where you at. Is that a conversation? You know what? I'm actually standing in front of a church, right? And it's not even a church no more. It's just sitting there, just dead. Now, I can't believe how many spirits were saved in this church, and now it got to be a dead church. And it seemed like y'all don't get it. You know, there was a song that came out called This Is America by Gambino. Gambino, I forgot his name. Anyway, when I saw him, when I saw the video and he shot the boy, and then when he did the ultimate was a machine gun. When he hit, brah, I said, oh, no. But see, in America, we don't really have those problems that they do overseas, where people are used to being killed, destroyed, manipulated, genocide, you know, what the frick, kidnapped, all kinds of crazy stuff. Y'all ain't gonna understand me tonight, but I'm gonna make sure everybody break one night, because I want everybody to hurt somebody's feelings that can't understand what the hell is going on in America. Get up! Now, I don't want to say nothing too much because it's not about me. I'm just somebody trying to grow up so that I can blow up, and then I'm allowed to show up. But sometimes you're not allowed to show up at certain places if you didn't blow up. Because they look like, oh, who the hell is this? Freaking who? I get that, Nick. But when you blow up, now everybody want to talk to you. They want to see you. They're like, hey, can you sit over here with me? Please? You're like, damn, that nigga said, she said, please? Damn, you fine. Showed up. Wait, but there's another one. Then another one. See, this is the stuff you're going to have to recognize, right? Because they made sure in different places of your life that you don't have a life. They made sure in different places that you be that you're not allowed to be. And now I'm starting to realize they're making sure that you ain't allowed to have the money that you're supposed to have to make you be able to say, everybody, you can't see me. Because if you got money like lightning bugs, everything you throw is like, psh, man, that's a light. You know what I mean? Throw $1,000 bill in here, like, fresh for fresh air. I'm going to throw another $1,000 today, too. We don't do that. But other people can. So I want everybody to, you know, get ready for this show. We don't get so out of control on purpose. I don't know why these damn dogs are barking. I need you to shut up. But back to what I was saying, he ain't going to listen to me, just like other people don't want to listen. Dial the number 516-453-9133. This is the topic, y'all. And I'm going to be rude about it. I dropped my cane. What's the problem with America in 2022? Now, my question is, yo, could someone or any individual please just give your intimate illustrations in your own way, if only you can, even if you're not allowed to. See, my name was a guy. My other name DJ Chill, right? And I've been watching news play Captivision with me and with my people. I've been watching people change their whole attitude towards each other like it's supposed to be. And then I watched how the mask was here. And now they're supposed to be gone all of a sudden. And everything was done in a sequence. Now, I did create something called situational sequences. I made it up a while ago. I don't know why it came up to my head, but I do this type of stuff. I make up stuff. I don't know why I do it. But if it came to my head, I said, why? I started studying my own daggone creation, situational sequences. And I studied it and said, why would I say that? Then I said, wait a minute. And it hit me like a brick. Every situation could be a sequence. Now, if y'all got that problem and y'all see it, might want to change your attitude or maybe your spirit. Can't change your spirit. Change your atmosphere. But right now, we're going to drop and break wind and let DJ Olasky let y'all be able to feel something. Yo, start him up, Olasky, and pump these.
Right here, right now.
Excuse me, I'm trying to earn a near buck or two. Yo, my name's D-Dub, so who the fuck are you? I'm locking it down now and that's that. I'm the bigger nigga, supreme, bigger figure with cap. Hold the gap, I can't control the sound. If the beat grabs you up, then hold yourself down. Tap the bass, give a roar to the kick and snare like, yeah, yeah.
I love it when my jewels dangles, cause we stars like the Bengals. When you approach me, address me as Mr. like Bojangles. Decepticon, bad intentions when we rapping on microphones. Step in the set and start flexing on your big man. Don't lose focus and watch the quicksand. Kill the drama, my nigga lean on cats like a kickstand. Fuck it, Eric and Paris, Millennium Duckets. Fully frost out, 2G, fisherman bucket. Who? PMD got checks for cash. What? Drop a bomb for the clubs to blast. When? Right now, so my cool can flash. When? Right here, get the money and stash. Who? EPFD got checks for cash. What? Drop a bomb for the clubs to blast. When? Right now, so my cool can flash. When? Right here, get the money and stash.
Hey yo, what's that song? I got the average dude playing the fool, hitting the bomb with Cheech and Chong. What? Me and Mike Dot rock the spot like we're up with more technique than Bruce Lee with Noonjucks. What? Pure player, my rap flows athletic. Works out 7 albums, rap calisthenics.
EPMD now.
Here to get ya with a blow. You could've sworn Roy Jones hit ya.
Cats can't hold me. Eric and Parrish, we hold the trophies. Go on your team all day, so I suggest you change your goalie. Cause I'm hype again. We double, we on the mic again. Crack a 40, spark a L, the pop a Viking, it's straight off Tiggy. Riding shotgun with my niggy, no diggy. EMP tight like Lenny and Squiggy. Sun Dula, no one cooler than the rap ruler. To the cats out there frontin', yo, you can't fool us. Who? EPMD got checks for cash. What? Drop a bomb for the clubs to blast. When? Right now, so my cool can flash. When? Right here, get the money and stash. Who? EPMD got checks for cash. What? Drop a bomb for the clubs to blast. When? Right now, so my cool can flash. When? Right here, get the money and stash.
Hey yo, stop. Drop and roll, we on fire. And we won't stop rocking till we retire. Who said we out of biz? The devil's a liar. I'm Sammy Sosa and P's Mark McGuire. Home run hitters with black tar beneath the eye. If you wanna hate me, do it now. Try, I'm lethal. Take it back to EPMD's third album and do it for my people.
I jump out the plane and hang glide. It's the ice and slip slide. Niggas don't get it, EPMD status. Correct me if I'm mistaken. Currently record breaking and still faking. Like Kevin the Footloose, only difference we keep the system quaking. Dust the dawn, word is born. You fuck with EPMD, Eric and Paris, the shit is on. Cause we roll with a street team that don't hang posters. Quick to roast you, run up with the gag, cock back, clap and smoke you. EPMD got checks for cash. What? Drop a bomb for the clubs to blast. When? Right now, so my cool can flash. When? Right here, get the money and stash. Who? EPMD got checks for cash. What? Drop a bomb for the clubs to blast. When? Right now, so my cool can flash. When? Right here, get the money and stash.
Yo, he just dropping it, man. That's EPMD, y'all. Y'all know back in the day. Ooh, there used to be a problem. See, y'all don't even remember, man. Back in the day, people was allowed to be like, self-destruction. We worry about self. I mean, I said we worry about self. See, and that's another thing a black person can do. Now, I'm not going to diss any white people either. Y'all can mess up too, but we like to mess up words a lot. I know I do. Listen, if I wasn't black, I'd probably be pro-black. I'm sorry. I'm so dumb. Welcome to 2000. Yo, ooh, this is a true fan with a God. I'm about to be a whole riot tonight. You know why? Because I feel like it. My birthday coming up March 22nd. So this is the last time y'all gonna hear me this month. That's where I go on every month anyway. So next time is gonna be April. So, you know, April flowers bring me. I don't know nothing. Look, right? Got that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you'd like to get on the air. The topic tonight is a very a revolutionary topic. And I don't know why I do this, because this show is spontaneous. I don't have nothing in my hand. I don't write nothing down. I just do it. You know what I'm saying? Right from the top of the freaking head. So y'all understand, this is brave, baby. So anyway, but y'all got to get it. Some of y'all can't even afford bread as of 3 years from now. See, right now we can get it. But shoot, the way the gas prices went up, $5. See, I'm glad I don't live in California. They probably $7. But soon the people in Philly where I'm at going to get $7. And, you know, if you think about it, the people in China, they get something before us. Look at their damn trains. You think they going to bring that in Philly? I'm fast behind trains. And everybody sitting on the train all nice and quiet. Not one person stealing from nobody. Nobody's saying nothing. They get on the train. Now, you get a whole bunch of black kids on the train like that. Oh, they going to feel like they on freaking Great Adventure. Like, yay! Whoa! Shoot! Look how fast we go! But them people, either they've been captivated or they've been told, look, if you do anything wrong, we're going to kill your whole family's future. And they don't do nothing. That's why I looked at the Olympics like, damn, if they had one problem in that Olympics, I wonder what. And they made sure they put that in the law. But America, you got to do anything you want. Sometimes, America, you're supposed to be free, supposed to be a land of opportunity. For some people, America, you are allowed to say no. Sometimes you don't have to say yes. But America, I think everybody in a dress. I think we've been dressed up, capped up, motivated to be dumb up at the same damn time. So this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to let everybody talk. If you can't talk, I'll talk for you. Look, dial the number 516-453-9133. Let me give you the topic just in case you just walk through the door. And everybody that's looking, don't hate me now. Hate me later. Especially if I got some gators. You know what I'm saying? Never mind. I'm going to shut the hell up. The topic is, yo, I'm feeling so happy because I'm about to talk to everybody and I'm about to listen. And I'm going to finally shut up. I know y'all like, please shut up now, but listen, I'm on the bus. Like, I'm talking to the future again. Hey, everybody, imagine me on the bus. I got trans bags. I'm on the bus. And I'm looking at y'all now. So anybody staring at me, I'm going to wave my hand. Look. That's me. All right, good job. Back to the topic. What? No, I said what. What's the problem with America in 2022? Now, my question is, and I say yo, because I'm from Philly. We always say yo. So I say yo. What the freak? Could someone or any individual please just give your intimate illustrations in your own way, if only you can, even if you're not allowed to. So that means if you're a government official, or if you're somebody important, or if you're not even important, or if you got a brain. Matter of fact, if you're allowed to have freedom of speech, because right now this show is freedom of speech, but one day we ain't going to have a chance to have a freedom of thought, because one day they might say, oh, I saw them thinking. Look at it. Look, I just stopped. They ain't doing the natural thing like walk through the damn store and walk back home. They ain't doing that. Look, they stopped me. They're infected. That means you're infected with a thought. That means you're not controlled anymore. And if you're not controlled anymore, you're a problem. So I'm going to get down because I got somebody right here before I go to my first caller that's in the building. I know. And I know. She going to kill the gang. And she actually did some great stuff for me, putting me in one of her TV series. So let me introduce you to one of my special guests, Miss Amina Thompson.
Hey, Amina! What's up? How you doing? Yeah, I really.
You got to unmute your phone. You up there talking. You probably was like, I can't hear you. How you doing, lady?
You talking to me or somebody else?
You.
It was just a guy on the phone talking.
Oh, yeah, that's the producer guy. His name is DJ Alaska. Hey, Alaska, say hi, because she probably thought you was a ghost. So it was a...
No, what happened was we couldn't hear her at first, so I'm glad she was on the line. Okay, let's get it.
Yo, welcome to the show. Pete Therabyte, you said Will of God of Made It. Can you tell them who you are and what you do? And actually, drop in on this question before we take our next caller. What's the problem with America in 2022?
You don't want me to answer that question.
I want you to go full throttle.
No, you don't want me to answer that question, because every time I answer that question, you know, people get a panties in their bunch and they get an attitude and they get mad and they start thinking that a woman is hating, and, you know, because you hit home. That's a person's favorite line, especially a man. Oh, she an angry black woman, because when you start talking that real stuff, it hit home and they get their feelings get hurt. So you don't want me to say what's wrong with America right now. I'll let you go ahead and say it.
No, I said it. Now it's your turn. Because we got a caller who want to talk. You got to bust them. Bust them. And then they got to know how to follow you, too, because you ain't going nowhere. You right in the club.
Well, I'm tired of everybody saying it's the pandemic, okay? First of all, get your lazy asses up and find an ideal. See, the problem with a lot of black people, white, Chinese, whoever, you get jealous of people who are successful, and then you hate on them. You tell them they cocky and money and everything, because you ain't never had any money. So if you sit down and you get the Bible and, you know, and find out in Proverbs where it says, it might be another section of the Bible where it says, without a vision, people perish. You know, everybody, the pandemic. Okay, well, listen, if you drive in a car, right, and you go down a block and that block is say, detour, go another way. So what you did back in 2019, if you're a go-getter and you're about getting paper, figure out another ideal. I just get tired of people complaining all the time. They just complain. They lazy. They don't want shit. They sit back at people who get money, and y'all just complain and, oh, money and everything, because you never had any. You know, see, when a person say money is not everything, it's because they never had anything. Secondly, they don't have God in their life. And third, they have no dreams. They don't have a vision. What do you mean money ain't everything? That's not everything either. Drugs aren't everything either. Conversation and killing is not everything either. So when you say it's not everything, how do you pay your electric bill? How do you put gas in your car? How do you take that woman out? How do you buy that man a gift? How do you pay your gas bill? How do you pay your cell phone bill? So don't tell me money ain't everything. It's definitely important. You just don't know how to get it. You know, so don't get me up here and hurt these people's feelings. You know how I am. I talk that shit. They don't want to hear that. Did I hurt your feelings? And I will definitely hurt your feelings. And no, I'm not no angry black woman, because I get so sick of y'all egotistical men. Oh, she won them. I'm not angry. But let me tell you what I am. Am I disgusted? Yeah, I'm very disgusted, because there's a lot of black men out here that y'all just don't know what y'all want to do. You confused. You discombobulated. You stuck on yourself. You're cocky. You sit there and you do friends with benefits instead of finding you a wife. And then a lot of times you blame women, because see what it is, you really upset because you can't find anybody to tolerate your shit. So your favorite line is, oh, she angry. I see why she don't have no man. No, if they like you, I don't want one. And women, they ain't no fucking better. They dingy as shit. They sit there and be the side chick. How the fuck you going to be the side chick to a man that's married? Really? You really think that that's a good look? See, let me tell you women something. A man don't mind being a side joint. Let me tell you why he don't mind being a side joint. Because he already don't trust your fucking ass anyway. So he said, well, fuck it. Why would I make this hoe my bitch when I can fuck her anytime I want to? So that's the reason why he don't mind being a side joint. But let me tell you about you women that do friends with benefits. Let me tell you what's the insult. It's the insult when you sit here, you fuck a man, you treat him like he's your husband, and he gives you no type of respect because within a week or maybe a year later, he then married another female. Don't you feel stupid? Hey, Will, you don't want me to keep going on. You better let somebody get the mic because, you know, I go when I go in, I go in. You don't want me to go on.
Yo, I'm loving it. Yo, listen, I'm glad the fact that you're here right now because, people, y'all here. Now, I do need you to tell them who you are and how they can follow you and all that good stuff because they don't really know what you are. And I got to be on this next caller, too. It's about to get crazy.
Oh, you want to know how to follow me if you ain't scared and intimidated, right? You can follow me on my YouTube channel. It's She Said What. Or you can come over to Instagram and follow me on Did I Hurt Your Feelings. I'm a film director, book author. I have a website out called Bubblegum Me and Things. I design hair products for men and women, T-shirts, pillows, you know, coffee mugs. You know, I'm very creative. I'm a hairstylist, and I'm aggressive, and I'm sexy with it. And trust me, I do know how to be submissive to a motherfucker that I want. So just remember that.
That's what I'm talking about. Ow! And, oh, yeah, y'all, and I was in a TV series with it called The Crazies. Forgot about that. You got to tell them about that. That's all freaking funny. That's funny. That's funny. But we got to call her. Amina, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Matter of fact, you already right there anyway. So, oh, my God. Hey, welcome to Tooth Tell. Who am I speaking to now? You know the topic. What is the... Wait a minute. I got to look at it again. Oh, yeah. What's the problem with America in 2022?
Hey, baby, it's Jerry.
Yeah, who?
Hello?
I heard it. No, I heard it. I see. I tried to mute my phone because I heard this car come by. I think it's parking right now. And I heard it say, say my name. And he goes, hi, it's did I say
it's Jerry?
Jerry, go to what's up, girl? I got messed up voice. I can't even say it like I want to. Yo, that's another story. I got to tell y'all because
okay.
I almost died. I ain't going to be here. But go ahead. What's the problem with America?
I'm going to answer your question, but I want to say hello to Amina because I saw The Crazies and she was your mama.
Oh, yeah, that girl, yeah.
Hi, how are you? You were great in that. You cracked me up. But, okay, so, well, guys, I'm going
to
answer your
if
question.
You like that, then you got to follow my show, then. You got to go to YouTube and go look at She Said What.
I promise.
That, too, it's a podcast.
Yep, I promise I will. Will of God will text me the info, yep. It was great, actually. You guys cracked me up on that. I still talk about that, okay? That was hysterical. All right, so anyway, Will of God, I'm going to answer your question, and I'm going to tell you what's wrong with 2022. God has been removed. As simple as that. As simple as that. And listen, it's all in the Bible. It all talks about the end times. I don't know when that's going to take place. But the things are happening now that it talks about. So everybody better be careful, man, because if you get rid of God, listen, we're in for more trouble than you could ever imagine. So I just have to keep my faith in God, and that's what holds me, you know, makes me have some faith and feel better about what's happening. Because I never thought in a million years I would live to see all this.
Damn. Is there any way we can win out here?
Is there what?
Any way we could win?
Any way we could win?
Yeah.
We're going to have our trophy in heaven. This all has to happen. I mean, the Bible talks about it. Everything that's happening now is in Revelations. And, you know, it's scary, but I got to keep my faith in God because that day when we meet him, I'm hoping to be in heaven with him. And that's a win.
Well, you know what? I need you to die. I just got a phone call just now, and my homie said he only got a couple minutes. But I need you to tell them how they can follow you because you are one of the fellow hosts. And since I'm so ignorant and dumb and stupid, and I don't know how to say it how anybody else could say it, but one person in this world, DJ Olasky, better know his brother O, and some girls call him the Honey Bee. I don't even got a clue where that came from, but he chose to make the name. So, yo, Olasky, who the heck is this woman?
Well, of course, you know, I want all around the world to know that, you know, the ladies call me the Honey Bee. And, of course, hello to Amina Thompson, who is outstanding, and I love her work, and I do follow her. And, of course, this is the Internet Wonder, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the 2019 Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining, the 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, the Jersey Jewel, Ms. Jerry Petito.
Thank you. So,
hey, Jerry,
you know
before you say one more word, Jerry.
What?
Jerry, before
yes.
you say one more word, I know you'd be mad as hell if you got off the air and you didn't get a chance to say hi to this man right here who knocked people out. Hello, people. We got the former two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. Terrible Tim Witherspoon, on the phone, in the building, ready to represent Philly like never before because he knows how to win.
That's really cool.
What's up, Tim?
That's really cool that we could sit down and have a little fun. I was on the phone. I had a podcast early with some people from Canada and England. And I just remembered that last week we did, you know, we do little short ones and stuff like that. I'll be doing podcasts and all that. And then I thought about it. After the podcast, I said, let me call him and give him a couple of minutes. You know what I mean? We family. And not every day that people get to just listen to somebody. So I just want to call in and say hi to everybody. How's everybody doing?
Oh, man.
How's everybody doing? Okay, good, good. So, you know, there's so much stuff going on. I can spare a couple of minutes. You know, I can spare some time. There's all this stuff going on, you know. So I just said, let me call.
Well, Tim, because I got, you know, we got some callers coming outside that want to play too, but Amina's right here, James is right here, and a lot of other people right there. But the topic was, what's the problem with America in 2022? Now, I went to death with it, but what do you see the big problem in America right now in this daggone year? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. There's a whole lot of problems, and you know, you could pick. It'll take a while to pick and then try to solve every one. You know what I'm saying? But so like the virus came and slowed everything down. Now Putin's slowing things down. And the people that was trying to get justice got to get put on the back burner. You know, so I know it would be awkward talking about what's happening to certain ethnic groups like black people and other different people. So we got to get put on the back burner because of these things. I mean, I'd rather us just keep fighting to try to get knowledge to our kids and get us in a better place. But, Putin did this. He's doing this thing. And then, you know, anything we try to do is set on the back burner. But I'm still thinking about what's going on overseas. But that's what happened. That's one of the things I was thinking about when it happened. I said, wow, we up here fighting, trying to get things done. And this is going to push us back. And there's a lot of people say, well, that's good anyway. There's certain people that's thinking that. So that's what's going through my mind right now, all this here type of thing. So I got on here just, you know, I'm going to speak about it. But that's kind of like thing. We're fighting to try to get things done, trying to stop our kids from shooting them guns. We didn't bring them guns here. They was put there. There's a lot of things that's going on that shouldn't be going on. And we gotta keep fighting for it. You know, Philadelphia is the highest, got the highest rate of suicides in the world, not United States, in the world. You check that out?
The
world, not just in the United States. And so we gotta just speaking, you know, if you don't speak, I mean, I guess it's cool. And I got an opportunity to speak on your show, so I'm going to give my little thing. But we set back. A lot of things are set back because of these little obstacles. And I don't know if billionaires have something to do with that. They start a war. They're not listening to us people. We're trying to get justice. We're trying to steal. A lot of things going on. And so this is an obstacle. But it's okay. We got to deal with it. We got to deal with this obstacle, the war. And then when you get back to normal, then it's like, well, we can't do nothing for you. And I bet you it's going to be harder for us to try to move forward when all this is over. But I do care about some people that's getting hurt over there. I care about that. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, man, we push back. And there's a couple other things. You know, we push back. We fight. Our problems with these guns and killing people, you know what I'm saying? We got to address that. I'm thinking about that and the war that's going over there. The war, the stuff that's going over, the people getting killed over nothing. You know, and so in the back of my mind, I'm still thinking about stuff we have to do here and that. So it's just got to be a lot of us thinking like that, you know. You know, we know that they're suffering over there, they're doing this and that. You know, we got a problem here too. I really feel bad about that. But now it's going to push us back. We want to try to keep our young people from shooting up places and killing each other. That was my main thing. That was one of my things, and a lot of other people too, I know. It's just something we just got to wait now. Watch they get pushed way back. They're going to be killing and shooting. They need to address that right away.
Yo, man, you know what, man? You actually killing the game so hard, man, because I still got Jerry to finish the conversation of how they got fired and everything. And I want to mean to say something real quick to you before, you know, you do a fire people on it.
Brother O,
before we go into the track, he wants to say something to you.
I'm listening.
You can stay going to say something to you. But, Jerry, go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Don't worry.
Well, Jerry had to go, she told me to send her love. She's gone.
You can't get it back on?
No, I said she's on break. She's gone. All right.
Okay. Amina, go ahead. Say something before Brother O say something, go to the track. Amina, what would you like to say to former two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Tim, with the star?
And the world. There's hope for people listening.
Amen.
It's open people listening, man, because that's what it is. Is she on?
Yeah, Amina, you right there? Yes.
This is what I heard today, because I sent it to you, Will. And this is the problem with a lot of people, whether it's the pandemic, the war, right? I'm just going to read this real fast. It's Jeremiah 17:9, okay? The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? So with God is saying that people are deceitful. They got wicked hearts. This world is just, it's, at the end of the day, people are just discombobulated, wicked, upset, miserable, depressed. And a lot of it has to do with relationships. See, people think that I be coming down hard about relationships. Relationships starts a lot. And people think it's not. It's just like drugs starts a lot. You take one hit of coke before you know it, you're a crackhead. You take one hit of weed, now you're smoking weed all the day. You take one hit of liquor, now you're drinking liquor every day.
Ooh-wee.
So the moment a man or a woman, a young girl, a young guy is upset, they go to the left. People get high because they're depressed. People get high because they got left by a man. People get high because they got left by a woman. So a lot of this stuff is about relations. It's a relationship. People think I be coming down hard. It's relationships. You know, when you have sex with somebody, That's not soulmate. That's called soul tie. So when a woman has sex with a man and then you say you don't want her no more, then now it becomes a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of anger. Now she's angry. So what's going to happen? She's going to take some drugs, or she might go get high, or she might go steal, or she might be one of them bitter black women, or a man. He put all his love into a woman where he knew that she just wanted friends and benefits. So all this stuff comes from relationships. If you don't get close to God and change your mindset and become a better person within yourself, you can't save nobody. See, people always want to save somebody around here, but save your damn self. What you got going on for yourself? What you doing positive for yourself? What's your mindset like? What are you doing for your community? What are you helping? When you see a bum in the streets, do you ride past them or do you give them money? I see a lot of people ride past the bums. You know why I give bums money or people that have money? Because that's an angel in disguise. See, what you get out is what you get back. You understand? They look at them homeless people and they say, oh, I'm not giving no dollar. He deserved a hand that. No, you're angry, you're bitter, you're mad. Because your life's not right, and it's all about relationships. I don't care what nobody say, Putin, the war. He's angry about something. It's a relationship. It's something that he's not getting. He's not relating properly to somebody. It might be money. It might be his wife. Maybe he get his dick sucked. I don't know what it is, but he's
angry. Oh, my goodness.
Yo, Jesus.
A lot of things, because of that situation, this only would take 6 seconds, a lot of things come from, all this stuff comes from other people. And then we didn't create it. We just got to bring a way out of it. Man, go ahead. We got to bring a way out of it. Go ahead.
Wait a minute, but I know Brother has been together, and I can't even see his name. She must be up with you.
A lot of things was done.
Oh, my gosh.
To slow us down. So,
wait a minute. You got to go to a chat, but unless you want to say something too real quick, and then we got all these things.
She just said just a little bit. You know, you just
know, man.
That was beautiful.
Listen, man, I swallowed my spit.
That was good.
Like, girl, I'm thinking like, damn, when's the last time? I said, when's the last time I had it? Never mind. But anyway, hey, Alaska, you had something to say.
Why what we doing?
First of all, if you ain't got a relationship with yourself, you don't have a relationship with anyone else. No matter what you did, you got to get to yourself and build a relationship with yourself and understand yourself and have peace with yourself. Then you can have peace with anybody else. You can deal with anybody. You can flag them. You can diss them. You can do whatever. As long as you have peace in with yourself. It's like a unity. It's like a village to raise one god darn child. And somebody had to raise me. And it took a whole damn village. Trust me.
A lot of things are created to keep some people from going up to a higher level and taking care of their people. I know we can blame
with the children, sitting and drink with your children,
Hold on. Guys, let's not get this into confusion. One mic, please. One mic, okay.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I'm not
with you over something that somebody else created and knew this was going to happen. But we grown people, and we have to, we got to answer for that. But a lot of things created for us to fail. So let's don't fight each other. Let's acknowledge it. Let's acknowledge that there's a lot of wrong things. But let's work together to try to fix it. Because there's people with a lot of money trying to destroy us.
Wait a minute. We got to play freeze ball. Everybody got to play tag right.
She's right, first of all.
I know, but wait a minute. Let me get this on function. We got to get this conjunction. What's up? We got to get this together. First of all,
young lady, what's your name? Because you just butted in. We don't even know who we're talking to. Say your name, young lady, because we got to go to Brother O. Then we got to go to a track. And then we can talk again to the callers is ready to come on in. Ow! What's your name? Hello, that was talking.
Oh, she didn't leave.
All right, we'll go. Well, Brother O, finish what you were saying. Let's go to the track. Because we can believe all.
Well, first of all, I was going to the track, and I really like the fact that Champ and Amina and whoever that was on the line, and if you ever come in, let's respect the mic, say who you are. You know, we are a radio show. We do have timing. But, no, I have nothing to say right now. I'll say it at the end. Let's go to the track. Yeah.
When I jump from my car, people treat me like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. When I'm supreme rap star, they all know me, E.D. When I flash the greens on TV, MCs be robbing me of my technique, the way I speak, the way I get down, the way I sound. And if you ask me, they must be on the dock of the innovator. Rock, roll, bounce, the skater.
Okay, fuck it, enough with the tight shit. Grab the mic quick, Hollywood niggas, put it down, spit some hype shit. DMV, Eric and Parrish, making dollars. The rap scholar keeps the show packed like funeral parlors. Deadly, murderous, I know you heard of us. Holding shit down on the block, nobody serving us. The E double and Mike Doc, Boondocks, Def Jam's off the media, yo, this shit is hot.
Never seen before, heard before, the uncut raw.
I'm Eric Sermon, yeah.
Nah, I'm Paris Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the uncut raw.
Yeah, I'm Eric Sermon.
Nah, I'm Paris Smith.
Check it. Now I'm back with the flyest material. Mike Doc and me dub the Grand Interior. My mic's deadly, so I scratch off the stereo and stash it. Until I have to kill, I will. Keep it moving, just as being deflectors, no illusion. Fuck around and catch money contusions, whatever. I'm smoking dope when it comes to rap. I'm a professional, Tiger Woods, I'm good.
Time to blackout, no doubt, people wanna know about. The inside scoop with the group, and are they coming out? Damn Skippy, I'm tipsy, high like a hippie. Take drinks from strangers, cause niggas slip biggies. That's why I stay on cue, like on my F's and J-U. I-C-E, so chill, I'm about to debut. In rare form, before the long, the mic dawns, back in effect. Snap that neck, the P's
no. Never seen before, heard before, the uncut war.
I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Paris Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the uncut war.
I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Paris Smith.
Never say never,
never.
What? PMD's back together, and if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater.
Flip the ill slick, flow, flow, watch us throw.
Bow down with the other brothers, toe to toe.
And if just slow, you blow.
That's why we coming with the ammo.
Yo, 10-year veteran,
1,000 rap sessions.
Yeah, the hard rockers,
the crowd shocker,
the head knocker.
Yeah, PMD's off the block.
Never seen before, heard before, the uncut roar.
I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Paris Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the uncut roar.
Yeah, I'm Eric Sermon. I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Paris Smith.
Never seen before, heard before, the uncut war.
I'm Eric Sermon,
and I'm Paris Smith.
Yo, boy, y'all see this show is just so original, coming in your face, though. Crazy with the, oh, no. We
hey,
still
Will.
Can't go. Hold up.
Will.
Yes, how you doing? Wait a minute, get some mic. People that's listening, right, I know y'all ready to play catch. Dial that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the show. Now, remember, this is an open forum, so you're allowed to talk freely. And I know a lot of y'all are ready to speak. I can't wait to hear what you got to say. But the topic is, what's the problem with America in 2022? My question, yo, could someone or any individual please just give your intimate illustrations in your own way, if only you can, even if you're not allowed to. My name is Willard Guy, a.k.a. DJ Chill. I know I got a caller in the queue, but before I bring the caller, what you wanted to say, Amina, real quick, because I got this caller ready to speak and spell so bad. I got
that's what I was just saying earlier, like, when we had that, like, people are angry. And it'd be, I don't know if it's the men or the women. I think women and the men run neck to neck because you come on the phone, you got an attitude,
You're talking about a village. Most people talk all that shit about you got to work on you. You don't even know how to work on you. First of all, a lot of people don't read and educate themselves, okay? They don't know about manifestation. They don't know about laws of attraction. They don't know about the Bible. They don't like to read the Bible because they think the Bible is so wrong. And when they do go to the Bible, they talk about all the bad things. But they don't understand the Bible was full of a lot of bad people. And God was the one that said, listen, if you go my way and listen to me, I'm going to take you to another level. So when you talk that dumb shit, that's why a lot of times women wind up with bitch-ass niggas because they're not educated. They're not classy. They don't know how to be a lady. They always want to be the man. Listen, I'm aggressive, but let me explain to every man that's listening. When I'm in a relationship with a man, I'm very, very submissive. And the reason why I'm not submissive all the time is because I don't do friends with benefits. And this is one thing before I gave you the mic, Will. This is why women lose out and don't get a man. Because you can't be submissive to a man that's not yours. Because what happens, if I be submissive and I'm like, yeah, baby, so what's going on, baby? And I say that to every nigga, what do I have to show him if I become his woman? So, yes, I'm very aggressive because I'm a boss and I'm a leader and I run shit. But at the end of the day, I'm humble with my man. I'm humble with respect. And there's a lot of bitter, angry, black women. And that's why so many DL men out here, because of women just like that. So there you go, Will. Here's the mic.
Hey, there you go. Listen, y'all. Listen. Y'all don't even know how she go why. She got this new thing. She coming out with her girlfriend. Man, I love the boo. She say, what? Listen, we got another call in the queue. Welcome to Truth Teller. Who am I speaking to now?
No, Will, there's no calls in the queue at this time. I'll let you know.
Okay, bet. Then we got the other one still back in there. Hey, the person I was talking earlier, hello, I see you in the building. Can you tell them your name?
It's Butter Baby.
All right. Now, they was asking you a question real quick, and obviously you went away. We got you back. Now, you got Amina in the building. Amina, meet Butter Amina. The conversation is going on is what's the problem with America? Now, I see a lot of things because we're the fact of we're not controlled students. We are just being dealt with accordingly. We've been showed how to not even love our families anymore because the government said, you got corona. When people got the corona, people were like, oh, no, you can't come in this house. Matter of fact, they did it. If you ever think about it, why did they pick the time to have corona when Thanksgiving come, Christmas come? Now it's about to be summertime. Everybody going to come, but they're going to come a whole different type of way. But the problem, I'm looking at it like, damn.
It's supplemental time. They got to give out that much money that your president gave out. He got to get that back somehow, some way.
So you trying to tell me during the summertime is the best money to make in America?
I'm telling you, during any time is the best time during America, as long as you breach your, know how to breach the walls, any kind of walls. You got to be self-provision and self-preserved. Sometimes it's good to sit in your hand and don't stand on your feet.
That's it. That's a demon. Okay. Well, that sounds good. That was even great. Shoot. Because if you can't move your hands, you can't spend no money. You're saving all the money you're going to get. Well, here's another one. I looked and I said, why do they set us up with so many different distractions? Now, I noticed that everybody didn't use their brain, because I guess they didn't have one at the time. But the corona was so bad, so crazy. I'm not just a corona, nothing like that. But when I looked at something and I said, yo, what in the world is going on? If they got a playoff game going on, nobody got no masks. Then they had a Super Bowl. Wait, let me finish. Oh, excuse me. Stop.
Okay.
I said they had a Super Bowl and everybody didn't have a mask. Then they had a Super Bowl parade. Nobody had a mask. I was like, I'm going to wait for somebody to tell me on the news that people got infected. A lot of people got, whatever. And then it just vanished. So now this became a period in America where we're going to always remember Ebola. We're going to remember the other ones. And now we're going to remember Corona.
Right, mate. It's genocide. It's called genocide. Okay. We can't kill them, like, literally, they can kill themselves. And it's only designed to, for the poor and the poverty community. Once it started hitting the adversity of people on the outside and the suburbs, you know, and all that stuff, then that's when they get worried and messed up. So now they got to figure out another situation. Because you got to, whether they're women or a man.
Let me get something. Brother O, if you like to tag in too. And if we got any callers, you could tag in too, 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 too. You know what I'm saying? You know, matter of fact, if you look at the daggone football score, it said 23-20. Now you change that around and say 2023. Remember what we saw in 2020? We was like, ain't nothing going to be worse than 2020. Well, look at 2021. Now look at 2022. Now, Amina, if you'd like to say something. Wait, brother. Calm down. Hold up. That's the bottom beat. We got to get this right now. It's the show. Welcome to Tutorial, everybody. Dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to just get on the air. I'm going in. What's the problem with America in 2022? God damn it. Maybe we don't know each other. Maybe we don't love each other. Maybe we don't care about each other. Maybe we just want to hate each other. And I think that's what the golden word is. If everybody can learn how to hate, then where's God at? Because God is love. Hey, Amina, what you got to say real quick before we get another caller in?
This is how I feel about when they said Corona. Like, I don't really want to go there, because what I feel, I don't feel like anybody say what I, you know, whatever. But the problem with people is they don't like to learn, right? And what the people are doing is these Caucasians and these articulate black people are learning how to surf the web. And if a lot of people, black, whatever race you are, if you don't learn how to deal with the internet, you're going to lose out. Money. That's why when the pandemic came in, you know, the rich were getting richer and the poor were getting poorer, because a lot of people lost their businesses. And some people knew how to bounce back and do the DoorDash for restaurants, because you know why? They were taking orders over the line. And what I would despise me with a lot, and there's a lot of black people, maybe white, I don't deal with a lot of whites, but I get so tired of hearing people talk about their favorite line. Oh, I don't know how, I ain't computer literate. I don't know. Learn. The problem with a lot of people, they fucking lazy mentally. If you don't know how to work this web system, I'm telling you, look at what they're doing to the cars. They're trying to make this world like the Jetsons. And black people are not paying attention. They keep worrying about the corona and the pandemic. You better find out how to make some money. Because let me tell you something. Sooner or later, they're going to stop Section 8. They're going to stop food stamps. They tried to, shit, you had Donald Trump trying to take out people's, pension or whatever it was. See, I pay attention. And instead of people hating wealthy people, you need to learn from them. You need to learn how they get the ideals. See, black people wasn't taught how to say, you know what, let me take this fried chicken and make it into a KFC. Or let me take this knitting and make it into my own whip. If you don't know how to get it's called Wi-Fi money, you're going to be lost in the sauce. I don't give a damn about if you change your personality, if you wear tight clothes to make your ass, you get sexy. If your ass don't know how to work that web and that internet and learn what this white man is, they do everything on it. They got electrical cars. People not paying attention. They're not paying attention. They got cars that run off electric. You can go and plug it in. No, you know why people not paying attention? Because they're too busy trying to find out why they man cheating or why my woman cheating or what. No. Pay attention to the stocks and listen to these See, instead of hating millionaires, you need to learn from them. You need to learn their ideals. See, poor people live for the day. Wealthy people live for, you know, their bank account. And millionaires live with ideals. That's why you sit back and you hear Will Smith. You hear, matter of fact, what is it, Rick Ross. This nigga, he's not in the game of rapping. This nigga own Domino's and all them other look. People don't pay attention. And then y'all get an attitude and get mad. Y'all keep about the corona and the pandemic. You need to sit your ass down and find out what are you good in. If you're good in mopping, then get your own jar. You got to learn how to be self-employed to a point where you can live off that internet. You got to learn. That's the reason why I got into the web business. That's why I got a cosmetic line and all that. Because you know why? I can sit on my ass. If they're going to shut down the city again and do what they got to do, I'm still going to make money. Because you know why? They're going to shop from home. And they're doing it now. Look at it. Amazon. I mean, everything. These people want you to sit your ass in the house. And nobody's paying attention. Well, they do. But what about drinking a fucking 40? Smoking some weed and getting marijuana weed and getting medicine weed. They're not even understanding that if you don't get your ass together and get some ideals on how to make some money for you and your family, you're going to be fucked.
Well, wait a minute. Brother O, I know you got a lot to say about this. Oh, Brother O, Amina DJ Olasky, this is crazy. Oh, God.
Well, first of all, I love what Amina said. First of all, I own a Chevy Volt. And everybody laughed at me when I had the Volt, Amina. You plucking that up? But now, I'm not paying gas prices. You see what I'm saying? So electric cars has been the thing. And then another thing she said, too, that I love. I've been doing this, man, since 2013, my own business. And people get mad. Well, why can't I do this? Well, you got to get your own. You know what I mean? I'm doing me. And I'm helping everybody else in this section in mentorship. And I've been trying to mentor people in this radio network for almost 10 years. So what you're saying is true, I mean, and I love it. And I love that you're putting your foot on the gas. And a lot of people don't want to understand that. That's on them. If you fall and die, that's on you. People die every day. Pick yourself up, you know, dust yourself off, and do the right things. Because it's pertinent right now. You know, mental dying. Mental death is worse than physical death. Am I correct, guys? If your mind right now in this temporal world is dead, then you're already dead already. You know what I mean? We are minds with bodies, you know, not bodies with minds. And that's one of the key things that we do. Now, everybody stand strong, stand put. I got another track, and we'll come back on. Let's get it. 1-2-1-2, baby. We gonna do something right here.
Cargo nigga, type the move weight or air cargo nigga. Who you called up? The main kingpin. 16 locked up. You was in there singing. Don't stop, yo. Yeah. Yo. Huh. Yo. EMP, what? Hit the wall, what? Yeah. Hey yo, I'm late 80s, hip-hop baby, the first newborn to ever rock a Mercedes, rap I live it, the grand wizard, rhyme exquisite, yo. I'm in the house, come visit, yo, I come with a sound that's ultra, that make niggas swarm on the floor like vultures, E-Dub, I'm a hip-hop sculptor, catch watch me like chicks watch Oprah, yo. Broadcasting live from New York off the chain, a dog that broke loose and tame, the mic be the symbol, I run like a fugitive, Richard Kimbo when it's time to get into,
yo. What?
Your system, and become tight like God and Christians. Y'all so listen. I'm the owner of my style. Tight like Skittles with more fame than Beatles.
Lounge on boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me is on the microphone. I keep the crowd rocking to the break of dawn. I rock on and the on and don't stop. Lounge on boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me is on the microphone. The crowd
coming
to the break,
the
rock on and the on and don't stop.
To the end of time like Pac, written, yo, we running the spot. Don't look shocked, P&B back on the block. Me and Mike Doc, the squadron coming straight from the boondocks. Who want what? When P&B start cutting it up. Legends in the game, keeping rugged and rough. From day one done, on the stage with P and run. DMC, Will Smith, Jeff on the 2s and 1s. In the album, strictly business at Billboard number 1. And Garvey Trust, chromed out excursion trucks. Niggas that bust, straight up bringing shit nuts.
You ain't tough, stay in your lane. Nigga what? My pops from Mars, my mom from Louis Avenue Green. Don't have to try, the hustle's in my blood and jeans. Big pimpin', break the catch, pink, get in the green. Pointed, Kato, Bruce Lee with the mask. Hit the pole, grab the mic and bust that ass. Lounge, old boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me's on the microphone, I keep the crowd pumping to the break of dawn. I rock on and don't stop. Lounge, old boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me's on the microphone,
yo, third verse, I advise me boys to lock on
welcome
to www.def.com. EPX-Man, style like Storm. Blow cats away whenever we perform. Hip-hop's war, rap's Vietnam. Flows and techniques be like napalm. So I drop bombs, European, bound to stop ya. Don't ask who, Eric shot ya.
A lot of no-name niggas, constant throwing shit in the game. But they small change, riding the dick on a nigga's name. Stop that. Strictly biz, we drop the hot tracks. Drew's house and car, already cop that. Rap, real to me, real to E. Occupation, OG, B-boy and C. Thanks to Bam and Herb, spitting on the mic's my work. Who wanna fuck around and get hurt?
Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me is on the microphone, I keep the crowd pumping to the break of dawn. I rock on and on and don't stop. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. When a brother like me's on the microphone, I keep the crowd pumping to the break of dawn. I rock on and don't stop.
Hopefully, the cat that got Will of God's tongue. What's up, Will? You there?
Hello?
Amina, you there? There you are. There you are.
Yeah, I'm back. Welcome to Truth Tell, y'all. This is the True Fan, Will of God. Dial that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. We going in tonight. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Wait, give me a second. And people that's listening, remember the topic, because this is a very unusual show. Y'all got to understand why. You know what I'm saying? Every year is going to be a frisbee. Problem is, are you ready to catch it? That's a different damn. That thing came on beat. I don't know how it did it, but it came on right when I said it. I said, the hell did you get out?
Okay.
But the topic is, what is the problem with America in 2022? Now, if you're listening and you would like to speak, then you just got to just press 1 to get on the air. Because my question is, could someone or any individual, and I specifically said individual, because some of y'all people, you know, y'all might know something that I don't know. Y'all might be working in them places that we can't get into. You know what I mean, Mr. Agent? You know, whatever. Then I said, damn, it goes that quick again. That damn battery. And that's it. Oh, please just give me your intimate illustrations in your own way, if only you can, if you're allowed to. Because some of y'all people are not allowed to talk, and I understand why, because y'all just was brought up that way. So, yeah, we're going to get funky. What you about to say, Amina, before I bring in the next caller?
You know, another reason why the world is the way it is because I believe men and women. The first is that women are not helpmates. See, and the Bible says, I think it's the beginning of the Bible. It's Genesis, because you know I be all over the Bible. The man is the head of the household if that's the husband. See, a lot of men get confused about, you know, who in charge and you supposed to listen to me. Because when you're in a relationship, I don't have to really listen to you. I just got to respect you because you're not my husband. The surrender and the submission comes to my husband. So for real, a lot of times if men and women will stop playing this friends with benefits and learn how to be a helpmate to a man that wants to marry you. See, a lot of women are not marriage material. That's why a lot of men just fucking to keep it moving because they're not educated. They have banging-ass bodies, bad breath, and stinky pussy, and they think that a man wants them, and it doesn't work like that. And if a man would also drop his ego and wouldn't mind having an alpha woman to help him build his kingdom, them two can live life to, like, the fullest.
So a lot of times, a lot of egotistical men that are alpha men, and they ask for women like myself, but they can't handle it. But if you get a woman and a man and y'all two work together, you'll be surprised how this world would be so better with two people working at one dream. You feel what I'm saying? Because sometimes a man doesn't like to follow a woman's dream. But to me, if you are a teammate, it doesn't make a difference who came with the ideal. It means that we both going to eat. You feel what I'm saying, Will? So that was my point about why the world is discombobulated. Because it's women out me. It's women out here like me that want to be in relationships. I want to have a man. And the reason why I can't have one, because they say I'm not controllable. First of all, that's low self-esteem. You're not going to control me. I owe you respect, and you owe me respect. You know what I'm saying? And if I know my duty to a man. Some women don't. You know, some women, you know, I've been around where women tend to disrespect a man because she might make more money than him. So she'll say, oh, nigga, you don't get shit. I'm the one to take care of. Well, first of all, you should have never met a man you got to take care of. And see, in the Bible, God says equally yoked. And see, a lot of men, and I say black men, because I work at a salon, and I hear men all the time talk about their wives. Man, I don't feel like going home to that bitch and this and this and that. Because you know why you're not happy with your mate? Because you don't meet equally. You should meet a woman. She doesn't have to have as much money as you, but she should be on the same plane as you. Now, you might be sitting in first class, and I'm sitting in coach. It doesn't mean I can't get the first class, but if you're a man and you know how to get me to first class and I'm educated, then take me there. A lot of times men that are alpha, they are not attracted to women like myself. So that's another reason why you have a lot of poverty, because you have these good men that are doing this shit by themselves with a homie when they should be sharing that knowledge with a woman. And then you have a woman that doesn't want to learn because she feels she want to be the man. I can never be a man. All I can do is be a woman that's next to a man. I can't help it because my mind and my mental is like a man. Because I'm a boss, I run shit. But if a woman would sit back and help her man get to where they got to go, we wouldn't have, you know, a lot of relationships would be more happier because it wouldn't be, you know, a lot of niggas wouldn't be broke. You got one side, a man paying all the bills on the household, and then his wife laying home. Now, if you want a wife to sit home with the kids, then that's a choice. But then if that's the choice you want, then don't complain about at the barbershop. Man, my wife don't do shit, man. I pay all the bills. Like, I get confused with a lot of men. Then you want this, but you get that. So I don't know who worse, the men or the fucking women. I'm confused, Will. Can you help me on that one, Will?
Your timing, like my timing. Shoot, I got my boy in the building too, and he just peeped it too. He like, man, that's some timing, cause I just called him on three-way, try to get him in real quick, cause he tired as hell. You know what I mean? He got a lot of things he got to do, but you just said something very unnatural. Nobody's supposed to answer that question, but it's cool. Anybody listening, welcome to Truth Tell by your true friend, Will of God. Man, dial that number 516-513-9133+1 just to get on the air. You got to understand, that's a hard conversation to speak about because some people are either diabolical. Some people want to be what they want to be. Some people want to use people just because they feel as though they can. You know what? I learned that people, once they get the chance to learn you, they feel as though they can control you. And once they feel as though they can motivate you to do what they want to do, it becomes doggy time. It's like you want a leash. Then some people want to be like, I want to hear what you. First of all, they want to hear what you got to say so they can learn you. Then after they learn you, they don't want to hear.
Oh, my God.
They don't want to hear what you got to say. It's like, it's you in the way. Like, I don't want to hear that. That's a whole bunch of problems. That's your problem. That's drama. That's craziness. That's how I want to hear. What? But before, because the fact that they were trying to get to know you better, they wanted to hear it. Now they know you. They want you to hear what they want you to hear. They don't hear what you got to hear. So when it comes to what you just said on the both sides of the margin, it comes down to that control margin. A lot of people don't want to give and take. They don't want to be like, all right, here, we're going to do a mutual line. We're going to go right down the straight freaking divider. We're going to be mutual with it. You have your way, I have my way, and we won't think down the highway. And it's supposed to be man with the woman. Some things is changing now. You know, we can't say it because I might get in trouble. We're on the internet. On the internet, you can't say anything you want. But obviously, if I say anything I want, now your name messed up. That's why I tell everybody your name is a terrible thing to waste. Because once you mess up your name, you got to work hard and get it back. You know what I'm saying? So it's sick with it. But that's one of the problems in America, because we train to be crabs in the barrel. We train. You sit there and say, oh, man. Didn't know I was going to get that car, that money. He went and going and bought that car because he got his pandemic money. Now I got to be following this clown. Why don't I open up my mouth and say I was going to get that damn car or sneakers or mirror? Women, y'all do the same thing. Y'all just shopaholics. Some of y'all. Certain women. Spin. Then be broke, be mad, ready to kill somebody.
What? What's wrong with you?
But see, when you look at the whole big situation, everybody wants to be, how should I say it, the president. They want, nobody want to be an Indian, everybody want to be a cowboy or, you know, whatever. Now, I admit everybody need to be a leader because sometimes a leader will fall down and go boom or die. That you're either going to be nominated as a leader or be like, the hell with it, I'm going to be a leader because the person y'all picked as a leader is a fool, and I know I refuse to follow that nut because they're going to put you in a world of jeopardy. Everybody's going to say, all right, give him a mutt. And then if you give him the mutt, either he or she puts you in a land of Tarzan where everybody in that group is saying, ready to kill each other because they're like, yo, man, I invested all my money, and I thought they was going to do the right thing, and they took my money with the Hollywood. You could see, we got to understand, trying to be famous, trying to be something that you're not, trying to live a dream that you can't even figure out what the hell you are, because everybody telling you what you is, and you don't believe that God made you to be something else. It's a problem. So when you look at it as a man and a woman, you can't really pick it because now you got to look at the Bible and say, well, who's supposed to be in charge?
The man. I don't mean to cut you off. You got to realize.
The man supposed to be in charge, but the problem is who's supposed to sit there and be, how should I say it, the brain.
So listen, Will, listen. Let me just say this, cutting you off for 1 second, right? This is what men, a lot of men, keep forgetting. It's nothing wrong with you being in charge because you can be the leader. There's nothing wrong with that. But remember, if I'm your wife, I'm the neck that turns the head. So I'm supposed to direct you the right way. And when I direct you the right way, you're going to run the right way because you're already powerful. See, a lot of men let their power run to their balls, and they feel that everybody wants dick. Perfect. Let me just say, we had one fast. I had a guy, my neighbor, right? He asked me. He didn't tell me. He didn't ask me. He told me. I told you earlier. He said, listen, take me around the corner. He didn't ask me. He said, and this is the reason why I'm single, because I run into niggas all the time. He didn't say to me, now listen, do me a favor. I ran out of gas. Can you take me to, you know, around the corner to get some gas? The nigga said, take me around the corner. I need some gas. So, you know, I said, you know what? Because, see, I know what God speaks. When people start talking at you, that's nothing but God putting you in your journey of where you get ready to go, because you got to be prepared for where you get where I'm getting ready to go, that people going to come at me sideways, and I got to know how to deal with it. So instead of me getting an attitude like, nigga, who the fuck you talking to? I was like, all right, no problem, come on, boom. He get in my car. He's telling me about, I'm trying to go on a date with you. First of all, with a lot of men, and I get this all the time, I don't need a nigga to cook for me. I go out and eat. So if you want to take me out, you want to get to know me, we're going on a dinner date. We're not coming to my house. All right, so we in the car. I said, listen, I had time for the bullshit. Boom. I take and get the gas. He put the gas inside the little plastic thing. We come back. I drop him off. He said, listen, you know what? You grow sexy and cute. You are military. Okay, why I'm military? Oh, no, I'm just saying because the men got you messed up. I'm not bitter. I'm just frustrated because I meet a lot of thorough men. They be fucked up from the last relationship. From the last relationship, I'm not angry. I'm not an angry because I give every man a chance. Like, when women and men have a bad problem is that they bring their past into their present.
You can't tell me I'm like the last female until you actually date me. And a woman can't tell you like the last man until she dates you. So boom, we talk. He said, listen, you know, I'm trying to get to know you, bam. So this nigga tells me, and the first of all, he know I'm fly. He know I get to this paper. He says to me, this petty ass shit, and my daughter said, Mom, that was an insult. He said, well, listen here. I got $10. Now, remind you, let me go back real fast. He's a drug dealer, is what he tell me. He a hustler, is what he tell me. First of all, I'm turned off because I'm judging you. I'm really judging you as you really a man, but you let your car go out of gas. You really a man, but you told me, you say, listen, take the five, take the 10 and give me back five. Really? Really? You, first of all, I was doing it for free. I didn't want anything from you, but I can tell his mentality what kind of women he fuck with. And that's why I tell men and women to pay attention to when you meet somebody. This nigga said, I'm going to give you the 10 and you give me back the 5. And I'm supposed to sit back and date a nigga like that. And then the man tell me, oh, you a gold digger. No, I'm not a gold digger, but that was an insult. I said, no, nigga, keep the 10. I didn't even tell the nigga, what you mean give me 5? What the fuck I'm going to do with $5? The gas is $4.29. What you give me a $5? You give me a gallon of gas because I went around the corner? But my point is, this is the reason why men claim I'm bitter because what I meet. And even when I go out, I meet hostage any men. I meet men that's on top of the world, you know what I mean, Will? And they have attitudes. They mad because they getting all this money, and they can't find a woman that's going to tolerate their shit. You got to change your mind. I don't mind following a man if he's doing something popular and something right, and he's God-fearing. Other than that, the nigga not going to be a charge of shit. Not over here. I'm not being submissive to a nigga that don't have no brain. And I ain't talking about the one between his legs, because I don't give a fuck about your dick game anyway.
Mm-hmm. Listen, like, Matt, we gonna go to a pause. You know what I mean? Like, if he's playing one DMC tonight, I think brother will probably be like, pause. We gonna go to the track. We gonna go to the track real quick because we gotta come right back. Welcome to 2 Thug by True Friend Will of God. Dial the number 516-453-9133. Yo, brother, oh, you better smack him in the head. EP is D style. Damn.
1, 2. Some people say that I'm magnificent, not cause I'm the best, because I'm different. I'm not you,
no.
One hit wonder, this is true, your career is true, mine's a thriving, I'm still fresh as the cars I'm driving, I'm Andre rising high, I'm top villain, I get the money and I don't care, hand on my heart, I swear, yeah, I'm in my element, I hold weight, something like an elephant, the most creative New York native, if Jesus died, then who's gonna save him,
you?
Heads want me to Jim Carrey the rhyme, dumb it down to get airtime. I can't talk ignorant,
no.
I got some intelligent folks that's digging this, so that's how I'm giving it.
Listen up, listen up.
Look who done stepped into place. It's the band and Mike Doc, time to pick up the pace. Your PFD back in sync, we see the look in their face. Meaning the haters demands, the players in the bands. Ready told the non-believers that the Lord have a plan. You can hear it in the way we spit, the flow is sick. Better tighten up your clicks, see what they do in the Vic. Leave that back door open at the end of your shit. That's why we indeed hustling, strong arm muscling, busting like we looking for weapons of mass destruction. Hoodies on, dressed in black, fatigue, camouflage, apparel like me, need to stay on my rack. We learned not to look back, you turn the stone to crack. It's the return of boom back, yeah, hip hop's back. Beat the track,
yes,
Pete and the Green Eyes, some Long Island guys. Are you surprised?
Listen up, listen up.
Even though I'm deaf, I hear DJ saying it.
Yeah, E&P's washed up, and we ain't playing it.
Yeah, like I care, you ain't stopping nothing over here. I got 4 seats up in the Learjet.
Bet I'm okay, you hate or no payments, all that paid for. Not the one to brag, but for you, I got it.
Cause you don't respect what I expect.
What's up, y'all? I don't know if y'all heard it, but hey, we got something to talk about. This is a very different show from any other.
What
in the world? Any other show? If y'all know something, I'm going to help you out because I got to unlock the world. We got problems. We're going to be uncanny with the problems because they ain't going to change unless we change ourselves. So welcome to Truth Girl by your true friend, Will of God. And understand this. If you dial that number 516-453-9133 and press 1 to get on the air, you're allowed to talk. If you don't, you dash enough allowed to listen. Because there's a story to be told. One of the topics I said was, what is the problem with America in 2022? And I gave out a question to someone or any individual. Please give me your intimate illustrations in your own way, if only you can, even if you're allowed to, of America in 2022. Now, understand, we got... a special guest in the building, Miss Amina Thompson. And she going to tell y'all, because she be doing some stuff, man. I went to the studio with my boy, Legend Noel. I was chilling with my boy, Self Unknown. I got my birthday coming up. It's a lot of things going on. I got so many people I got to thank and bless and do some things with. But if you don't learn how to stop being crabs in the barrel, change our whole emotions toward each other, we might not survive. You don't want to be in the grave where you ain't got no damn casket, do you? Do everybody need to be cremated? Now, I understand why. Some people might not have the money. I get that. It's cool. But do you think you want that? Like, you worked hard for your money. But if you work hard for your money, are you allowed to spend your money? Even though you worked it hard for it, when is the day that you're allowed to spend your money that you worked all them years for? Or is your kids, after you're gone, or whoever is going to be taking care of your pension, whatever the plan is you got, allowed to spend your money like it's yours and be happy about doing it? Or just be strange. Some people do strange things for change. I remember them days. I saw them girls. But I ain't with them. Now, the problem is anybody want to be with you if you strange? See, some people got bipolar from women to men. Some people just like to be controlling from women to men. Some people like to be ignorant from women. Remember, this is America, the proud and the free. This is America where you can be in me. See, that's the difference. Everybody don't want to be me, but some people only want to be you. Then if you look at yourself in the mirror and figure out who the hell you is, maybe we can understand you when you understand yourself. I'm speaking intellectually because I'm speaking to myself because I got to look in the mirror and see who the hell is me. Because I know who I am. I'm a real thoroughbred. I'm not walking in my shoes. I'm like, pick and choose, because sometimes you get around certain people, you're like, ah, man, I can't be like that. But then they're going to feel uncomfortable. And you shouldn't have to feel like that. You know what I mean? Like, you should not feel uncomfortable
if you believe in yourself. Because now you're taking away your chances and your time of evolving and becoming a carver. You're taking away your chances to becoming the most sterilist individual in this world. You want to drop something? Be live on radio if you want to get down. I'm just telling you. There's somebody looking in the window, so I just had to go in on it. I just freestyling with them. But look, if y'all don't realize, if we don't become more acquainted with each other, if we don't learn how to love our family even more, even though some of our family is just a little bit out of touch, when everything hits the fan, like it hit over there, what Russia's doing right now, and you got to run for your life, who you going to roll with? Because if you don't know who you rolling with, that's a problem. See, in America, people keep saying, I want to be in America. I want to go back to Africa. Then you go to Africa and you mad as hell because the damn lions, tigers, and bears, and the bumblebees all trying to kill you at the same time. You fresh meat. Fresh meat. Don't know what you're doing. The Yankees like, yeah, go ahead. I dare to go to sleep because you think this dag all comfortable. See if you not in America or in America too. Because a snake going to be a snake. They ain't going to change their skin. They're going to peel it, but they're going to bite the hell out of you as soon as they get a chance. They don't care if you die. It might come back for more. Get another bite out of the ground. See, I'm looking at everything a little bit differently because I'm like, what in the world? Who should I trust? Should I take time to trust? Should I become medieval? Because when I used to roll to the point of my life where I had this attitude like I don't give a everything was good because I had to worry about nobody's repercussions or anybody's mouth because I'll shut it down immediately. Like, what? Hey, get out of my effing face. But I don't curse no more because I got to live myself back, but I'm still here. And one of y'all don't understand, like, I almost died, y'all. I got to put it out there. Why not? What the freak? This is America. I got 2 days ago. I ain't been a week yet. Choked on some damn rice. I put some adobo seasoning on it. And it got stuck in my throat. And I'm like, I never forget that damn sound. I'm looking in the daggle camera board like, yo, can y'all see me? It's 2 o'clock something in the morning. I was hungry. See? Remember, I wasn't even Chinese people, right? It was just regular, right? You know, some vocal. But I put too much seasoning on it. But I know one thing, I would not quit. I would not quit. I wouldn't give up. I'm telling you this because I don't want none of y'all, none of y'all to give up on your dreams or who y'all should be. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Because now, since I'm living here to talk to y'all right now, even though I've seen things differently before, but damn, off of rice. I'm talking, I keep drinking the water, and I was so ignorant with it, I was so hungry at the time. I'm drinking the water with the rice in my mouth and the seasoning, still drinking it, thinking that, because I didn't want to lose rice. I'm hungry, get the freak. Then somebody said, next step, man, spit it out. So I spit it out, drink the water, spit it out. To find the water went down my, and I got a little chance to get a little tiny air. Got that one. I'm still like, doing all this dumb noise, crazy noise, couldn't breathe. Seen it coming, but I didn't panic. So if y'all ever get a chance to get to the point of about to choke or whatever, on some damn rice. You ain't gonna choke, man. Y'all might choke on chicken. I don't know. Anyway, if you choke on anything, don't give up. Because finally that word got through. Everything came back. I was like, whew. Breath came back and everything. I'm like, whoa. You know what I forgot to do, y'all? As soon as everything came back to normal, I forgot to thank Jesus. Ain't that crazy? After all that, see, some of y'all do the same thing. Y'all might be in a car accident and be like, phew, Well, thank God. Well, some of y'all just be like, oh, well, all right, cool. Let's keep going. You got to take time to get a quiet place, pray. I do it in the shower. I get a chance to think really clearly while I'm taking a shower. I'm like, oh, I can really analyze my whole situation in life and come up with music and come up with poems and just think and say, hold up. If we don't get a chance to be calm, be patient, or just to think, we're going to be so lost from the new technology that's controlling this because we're moving to a future where we don't have no say-so on what's going to come towards us and how it's going to affect us. Or if we're going to have to get the mark of the beast just to get something to eat with us. Because the us is the United States of America. And America don't want nobody coming in that ain't from America because they think sometimes some of them is a problem. Now, the biggest question is, are you the problem? Are you living right here in America and you are a damn problem?
That's the problem.
So I'm going to tell you straight up again, welcome to Truth Tell by your true friend, Will of God. I spoke some type of peace, but you know what they say, the truth shall set you free or is it the truth shall make you free? You got to pick which one is the truth for you because everybody can lie. Only problem is all lies can't tell the truth. Or can they? Ooh. Would you believe a lie better than the truth? Or is it better for you to hear a lie because it's better than the truth? Would you rather hear more confusion than you hear something positive? Is it negative matter better or is it a beta? Is the negative the most purest thing you want to hear? You want to hear when you see a movie, you don't want to see a movie that's positive. You want to see a movie that's negative because it's better to see somebody die. Like even right now with the damn war, you're like, okay, I can't wait for me to show them people getting shot or somebody getting blown up because they know you heard they're shooting some type of missile because people get evacuated. So they're showing us on the news more stuff that's more nasty and diabolical. Would we like to see it more? This is America. So my topic tonight is, what is, I see I got a call in the queue, what's the problem with America in 2022? Hello, caller. Welcome to the tutorial. Who in the heck am I speaking to now? Oh, my God.
Hey, peace, man of God, will of God. How you doing?
Man, I'm so ignorant, I can't even be nobody else but different. And I got Amina in the building, and she just, I'm glad you is a man. Because God done it, if it was another woman, I don't know what I was going to do. I got the magic man in the building. You killed the game yesterday, Captain. And say hello to Amina. Amina, you still there?
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Amina?
This is the magic man. Now, listen, before we go ignorant with it, She does a lot of great things, but she never heard a black man sing. Sing to this young lady, man.
Oh, okay, here we go. Love never came between us, although it was wrapped in our hearts. It's the silly little things you do that managed to tear us apart. But oh, I believe we can survive through anything, through any storm. Girl, trust me, and I'll trust you. There ain't nothing that we can't get through. I want you, babe, in a serious way. I want you, babe, to stay with me.
That's the magic man. Yeah. Talk to me, man. What's the problem with America in 2022? You like that, Amina?
Hey, I'll tell you what it is, Will. This is two old double deuce, right?
Yeah.
Why can't the entire world, since the two superpowers, right, at least one superpower, and they're trying to
you know, bullying on somebody else's territory. My thing is, why can't everybody hold hands like we are the world and let the biggest, baddest so-called superpowers get in the middle of the ring and make the best man or whoever it is, let the winner win and the one who lose, instead of all the casualties of war that died at the hands of other people being silly. So my main thing is, why don't everybody, what I'm saying is these two idiots or whatever got a problem with each other, why don't they just duke it out and save innocent lives? How about that?
That's some real talk right there. I ain't gonna hold you. Yo, man. God, you missed it earlier because Amina was saying some really great conversations about
religion. Hey, Will, let me answer this question real fast. Let me answer this question real fast. First of all, let me answer that for him. The reason why, see, when it comes to men, right, not all men, because I want people, whoever out here listen, I want people to know I'm not bashing men. I just deal with reality, and I talk and I deal with a lot of guys as far as conversation-wise. I like to get inside their brain. The problem when you have two people that have power with each other, a man, perfect example, it's like a drug dealer. Okay, all right, nigga, I got a BMW. Well, nigga, I went and got a Bentley. Okay, well, nigga, I'm going to go get a Maserati. Okay, nigga, I'm going to get a Lamborghini. Men like to compete with each other. So this power shit that's going over with Putin and all them, it's all about power. The power is, okay, I got so much money, I can bring this piece in. I can bring this person in this shoe and have a war. Well, you know what? I got power, and I can do this. It's all about power. That's all it's about. And it's making people current. With all this power going on, and I'm going to say it over and over and over and over, until people learn how to get up their finances, they're going to be in poverty. That's all. It's about power. You know that. You can move, get a new, you can have a neighbor. You go get a fucking, on the back of your, you build your house up, you and your wife talking, yeah, baby. Not, y'all just getting the back, you know, deck just to get a back deck. Now the neighbor next door, oh, this nigga, he ain't going to outdo me. Oh, he going to get a deck? Fuck that shit. I'm going to get a deck too. It's all about power. Who can outdo who? That's all, even with women. A lot of times women talk, because, see, I'm about relationships. That's why people say she always, because God is going to give me the door and the power to get on the stage, because I like to talk about relationships. It's just like women. The reason why a lot of times women talk to women, men who are married, because they feel they can outdo them. Oh, if your man, if you was really doing your job, your man wouldn't be over here. It's not about who's doing the job. You're still losing because she's still married. And she's losing because you married to a motherfucker that's cheating on you. So both of y'all are really losing. You know, women kill me. Well, he's my husband. Well, that's the reason why he shouldn't be disrespecting you. So, bitch, you're losing too. Like, women really kill me. Perfect example, when you look at Love and Hip Hop, Rashida. I look at all them pretty women, Rashida, Beyonce. They all powerful. Well, women don't realize about a man, change a man's sex desire. You know, you just can't. And a lot of times with Kimmy, with certain men, instead of you just being telling a woman, you could be, you don't have to be blunt. But if you like getting your dick sucked in the conversation and you're dating, you're like, so, you know, what's your fantasy? You know, like, you know, you could be real. Because men don't ask the right questions, neither do women. And I tell people all the time, if you ask the right questions, 9 times out of 10, you won't date who you date. The first question is, if you're a man and you know you're not looking for a relationship and you talk to a woman and she said, oh, yeah, you know, I want to be, you know, in a relationship, the first thing is you need to leave her alone. Don't sit there and because it's all about seeing if you can get some pussy. That's the problem why a lot of niggas got so many kids, because it's all about pussy. If you know you don't want no relationship, the moment she says she want a relationship, you should say, oh, nice knowing you. You'll still talk to her. And then you want to know why you guys talking. Women, you ask me that question. If you know you want a relationship and this man says, I work a lot, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time, you know, my time is available on the weekend, but if he says this, you know, I'm open to a relationship, then you have to be very educated, because when women don't understand about men, it's not, I mean, it's physical, but it's really mental. Because a man, not a nigga, talking about a nigga. I'm talking about a man. A man doesn't want a dumbass woman. A man wants a woman that he can trust. So when he's out of town or whatever he's doing, he know his woman is not weak, that she's going to be submissive to go fuck another nigga. So a man really studies a woman's mental. See, women think it's all about banging ass body. They go get all these surgeries and damn it, kill themselves and get the tight titties and the fake ass and the weave and the eyelashes. A nigga don't give a fuck about that. It's two things. Well, I'm going to say three things he care about. Is the sex good? Do you know how to cook? And are you loyal? That's the three things that men really admire about a woman. But see, women so dumb, and I say it, they dumb. They think it's all about, well, I'm going to suck his dick real good. No. So when you say about them two niggas over, and they niggas, because the shit they doing, that's nigga shit. Men, black men, not all, but most of them, even white guys, power. A nigga like, I'm going to get this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do this to you. So you got two niggas, because Donald Trump was a white nigga. He did all nigga shit. They called him president, he's a nigga. He had everybody in the office. He scammed everybody in the office. Everybody was just jumping him. That's nigga shit. That's Judas shit. Judas sat there at the table. God said, I know somebody is going to forsake me, whatever. He said, I don't know. He knew it was going to be Judas. Judas told the Jews, went right to him. He said, when I kiss him, that's the guy with the power. So at the end of the day, it's nigga shit. It's all about nigga. Yeah. They're not gentlemen. Just because you got power, I mean, just because you got money, doesn't make you a gentleman. You just got manners, but you a nigga. It's nigga shit. That's all.
Yeah, yo, we about to end
you
this
know what
show.
I mean?
Whoa, this is a show. This, like, I got to get the Magic Man in here, and he going to talk. And my God, Magic Man, don't you go nowhere. And I want you to spill. And then after you spill, we're going to have Brother O tell you about who you is. And then we're going to tell you, you going to tell everybody how to follow. But I want y'all two to have a great conversation right here. Go ahead, Magic Man.
I love what you said, but here's the difference. As a brother, right, I remember, now, first of all, as soul brothers, you know, we kept competitors by nature. I played basketball, you know, me and my crew, family, whatever. We used to go out back in the day, see who was going to pull the finest girl in the club. It was all friendly, you understand? Even when it came down to warfare, I can't say about now that a lot of what you said was about keeping up with the Joneses. But what I did, you know, in my neighborhood, it was about, look, if I'm going to get mine, but I'm going to assist you to get yours. We didn't have no issues with each other. But a lot of that changed. You get what I'm saying? A lot of that changed. And I stand with you. But my main thing is we have to get back to doing the things in which we naturally do as brothers. You understand? And like I said, that's why I like to flow with Will of God, because I love his talent. I respect who and what he is. Like me, people like me and Olasky, you know, a lot of the brothers, even on this network, we have a mutual respect for each other. You get what I'm saying? And that's rare. That's something that we got away from. But I'm glad that we have it here in our great network.
Yo, man, you can tell. Matter of fact, brother O.D.J. Olasky, who in the world is this brother?
Well, this year we're really proud that he's going in as the elect as a lifetime achiever to the International Radio Hall of Fame. This man is a two-time Anna Waddell Award-winning host of the year here at WBNN, as well as an enshrinee to the Hall. The great Honey Bach Utsun tonight.
Hey, Holy, tell them how they can find you, man.
Hey, man, first of all, I love you, man, with the heart and soul of me, man. Proud of everything that you do. You're definitely true man of God, and as well as the will of God. My show comes on just before yours, man. It ended last night. It'll be 30 evenings from last night, okay? The name of my show is We Will Aware You. If I like to say, I like to give advancements, because no more time for less, because they ain't nothing but a step backwards.
Man, I'm happy you came in and blessed they soul yesterday, too. Oh, yo, this is one of them shows you can never get. Amina, can you tell them again how they can follow you? Because you just are like a breath of fresh air. We had Bud in the building. We had the former cruiserweight champion, Tim Witherspoon, in the building. And, oh, my God. I'm just saturated right now. I'm just wet.
what? I got Fruit Loops and cereal. Never mind, the same thing. All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm on YouTube. I just came with a podcast called She Say What. But the channel was Just Us and Them Productions. We come on, we do pre-recording. So we record. Once I get a nice following, then we'll go live. And then also, if you're on Instagram, my favorite line is, did I hurt your feelings? And I'm on Instagram. And I have a website called Bubblegum Me Hair Products and Things that you can go, which is www.bubblegummewith2e's.com. Hair, men products and women products. And I'm a film director. I got a book out that's been out for a while, but it's called She Has So Much to Say and So Alone. You can Google that by Mina Thompson, and that's it. What else? I don't know.
First of all,
and I'm
thank
really
you.
Like, listen, women, well, I want to say this to people listening, because I know there's a lot of egotistical men out there that's listening. I'm not an angry black woman. I'm just very powerful mentally. I'm articulate. I'm from the street. I took my street knowledge. I incorporated it to my businesses. I've had 14 businesses. When the pandemic came in, I gave up my restaurant, and I got into this thing with cosmetics and hairline. So I'm not an angry black woman. I'm not dark-skinned. I'm light-skinned. I'm a team player. I love God. I'm a hood rat Christian because I'm not a hypocritical Christian. I hate people that talk about the Bible, but they be at the bar drinking a 40 and fucking their next door neighbor. I read the Bible for me. So I don't want y'all to think I'm angry, but I really speak about relationships. That's my whole topic. Always about a relationship, no matter what.
Well, one thing I gotta admit that, you know, I'm glad I met you, and thank God for what's called. Put me down with you, so I'm getting that TV series. But before you did TV series, you did movies. How can they check out the movies that you already put on and within the movie theaters? Because they really don't know who they're talking to.
Well, my movies are on YouTube. You can Google Mina Thompson, A-A-M-I-N-A-H Thompson, or you can go and put in Our Secrets DVD. That's a comedy about a doctor who has a secret. He's a psychiatrist, and the patients come in. They sold off. Or you can go, You Call Yourself a Man, DVD. That's about five different men that have relationships. One has a DL relationship. His wife thinks he's cheating with a woman, but he's really cheating with a man. We have another man that has a bar. He puts all his time into the bar. We got another man that's shy. We got another man that's to his woman, and we got another man that's a drug dealer. So that's how you find us, all on YouTube. Our Secrets DVD. You Call Yourself a Man DVD.
And don't forget to pull up y'all on YouTube, Promo the Crazies. You got to pull up Promo the Crazies, and you can see me and her and everybody else acting the fool. And she's going to do it again, too. But, yo, I'm so glad you came in and everybody else came in, because this is like a whole new development. Because if we don't get it together, we're going to fall apart. And I'm going to let the Gozy come in, because it's the Gozy time. And I tell everybody, you better follow me on Spontaneous TV by Will of God or Spontaneous TV by DJ Chill 322. Cause my birthday March 22nd. If I don't celebrate my birthday this year, y'all ain't going to be able to see me next year. I'm sorry. Great. The Gozy time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Amina Thompson, who I really respect. Her artistry is outstanding. And her mouth is one to grow on. Did she hurt your feelings? So what? You'd be all right. You know what I mean? Get up the next morning and wash your face and brush your teeth. I want to thank Will of God tonight for this outstanding show. And, of course, more can we say that now our network is starting something new. It's called the Candidacy. And, you know, right now we have full roster. But we have a lot of people that like to be part of our network. And we just hired a new young lady today. And her name is Ra'el Patrice Ware, and she's going to be on Talk Show Radio, building herself up, going toward the internship here. So, you know, anybody wants to join, please, contact me at lbeverly17@gmail.com. Yes, you'll be part of the candidacy toward internship, toward hostship here at WBNN. We have no shows for tomorrow night because I get a chance to rest. But on Sunday night, we come right back on these stations. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at Oladele Malay. We're Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? oladele.ngozi@my.gmail.com. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Producing Lifetime Achiever Elect. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay. We're Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. Join us and in for Sunday's programming, News Forum with Chinchilla J at WBNN, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Also, listen to us at www.blogtalkradio.com. And let's end the programming. For the next 3 minutes in the program, hopefully Will of God will get into that 3 minutes. I don't want the timer to cut him off, but the outstanding charter member of our network since 2015, your true friend, Will of God.
Yo, man, I'm just happy tonight because it's crazy. And people, I forgot, Amina, she's doing stuff. She's down with my little network I got. I'm a CEO. I'm an own joint called Sound City Radio. If you go on www.talkshoe.com, put up sound_city_radio, and pull up ooh, did I mean to hurt your feelings? You see, Amelia going to have some shows coming up in the near future, but right now she's focusing on her podcast, and you got to check her out. She say, what? Listen, there's a lot of other people out here that's blowing up, too. If we don't start acting like we supposed to and start showing love to each other, we're going to fall apart. We might just become slaves again. Even though we in slavery now, that's not my problem. But all y'all haters out there, I made a new song up. It's so crazy. I said, you know what? They don't like me. Haters don't like me. And if y'all haters don't like me, this nigga don't care. Let me say it again. Ooh, haters don't like me. Y'all haters don't like me. And if your haters don't like me, the Zigga don't care. So don't hate nobody no more, y'all. Start to love people, man. Hating is an easy thing to do. But loving people, that's so hard to do. You know, they say you got to forgive people who do things that's wrong to you. Even if they kill your family members, you got to show love and say, you know what, I forgive you. You know how hard that thing is to do? So think about that next time you wake up in the morning before you start shooting people outside in the street because you feel it though you can. Hallelujah. Holler at your boy.